Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. It's been almost a year that I've not been on Blog Talk Radio. Done many, many other things. But today I want to begin again to be with you live. And today I have to begin with a subject that for the past 2 weeks has really discombobulated my life. Not that I didn't know it was coming, not that I didn't know it and predict it before, but when it actually happened, it brought back just so many memories of Whitney Houston. And even then, 15 years ago, I tried very, very hard to get to Whitney, to get through the muddle of people that are around her. 15 years ago, I only had 2 books. Today, I have 5 books. I have hundreds of interviews and videos, and I'm not exactly not known. I'm told that my presence on the web is not sufficient, so we're doing something about that. But I just have to talk to you and to those who then will go the way of Adele and so many other singers today, of her losing the voice, of course, then the destroying of the instrument, and more than anything, of who is to blame. So let's begin with the fact that she has a great instrument. But from the beginning, what you heard as a listener, as a fan, is not really her voice. What you hear is electronics, enhancements of her voice. If you take away all that, then you hear a girl that obviously has a voice, but she is pushing in order to bring out what she is trying to get the voice to do, and she is manipulating her instrument in a way that obviously has cost her. I cannot emphasize enough, and that goes for every single person out there who is working on their voices, who is taking voice lessons, who is working with vocal coaches, who's working on their own, that the most important thing is to understand that you cannot play an instrument inside the instrument. That means the throat is the place where the instrument is sitting, but you can't manipulate the throat in order to get out what you need. Now, when you use your throat, and I just want you to follow me on this logical trip here, okay? When you use your throat, and you use it because you don't have any other way, you don't know where else to put it, there is nothing else out there that is telling you how not to use your throat. So when the throat is being used and the instrument is being attacked by the pushing and the muscles and the laryngeal vibrato and the force, the sheer force of the air against the instrument, it's just simply not going to last. It's not possible. If you take a piano and you take a hammer to play the piano, it's not going to last very long, even if it's a Steinway. Okay. So the instrument destructs because of the way it's being used and abused, obviously. And the instrument destructs in a fairly short period of time. Because if you're in a career and you're singing and you're performing and you have, forget about how many concerts or operas or Broadway shows you sing, it really makes no difference because ultimately the end result is exactly the same. You will destroy the instrument. That is end of story. Unless you know how to play it. Now listen. A pianist would never think of presenting himself in a concert unless he worked of hours on learning to play his instrument with the greatest teacher. And even there, if you don't hit the right teacher, your technique will be ruined, and so you can also ruin your career. That goes for every single instrument, for every single discipline. All right, if you're a skier, you don't have the right teacher, you can be talented, but that ultimately is not going to make any difference because all the talent in the world is not going to give your instrument or your body or your muscle that which they need. Look, there are so many people out there today, so many people out there today that have vocal cord surgery. So many people out there today that are getting Botox injections. Cortisone is being given, obviously, to people who need it. I'm not even going to go there, and I'm not going to argue, okay? Because under certain circumstances, it's obvious that it's needed. The fact that it destroyed your body, the fact that it made her fat, as one of my so-called friends said on the internet, without thinking, of course, if you're taking that much cortisone, what do you expect to happen to your body? Anyway, Adele wrote, she's maxed out on cortisone. She's maxed out on everything that is medical. She's had the surgery, which, of course, did not produce the results. Why? Because you know very well that when you even have a scar on your finger, that scar is always going to hurt you in some way. It's always going to be there. Now, when you're talking about vocal cords that are hair-like, I don't even know how to explain it. They're so thin and they're so delicate. So you take laser and you take off a nodule or you do whatever you need to do on vocal cords. And even though they are regenerative, they're only regenerative if you change your way. If you even stay still for 3 months, let's say, and then you go back and then you start on your old way again, so what do you think is going to happen? Okay, and that's exactly what happened. Before the surgery, I tried to get in touch with her. Before the surgery, I made every effort for her not to to touch the instrument. Couldn't get there. Just like today, no matter what I do and no matter who I know and no matter who is trying to intervene and help me, I'm not getting there. So here you have a human being who loves to sing, who has millions of fans all around the world, who, of course, understandably, at this point, have lost money, have lost tickets, have lost trips, have lost hotels, are not in the best mood, but please, I want you to understand, when a person like Adele, like any singer, loses their instrument and can't perform in the way that she performs or that she wants to perform or that she knows she can perform, and that goes to anybody, that mentality of attacking her, that mentality of going after her and saying how irresponsible she is because, is terribly, terribly painful and very, very, very inhuman. Try to imagine yourself for 1 minute without being able to speak. And the pain that a person must go through, I know this because I've been through it. I've been through 2 vocal surgeries, and I know what that is, and all of my work is reconstructing voices that have been damaged. At any age, at any time, makes no difference. The repositioning of the instrument out of the throat and letting it play as it was meant to play. And as I said in my comment, when the bottom falls out, like losing your instrument, then all of a sudden people begin to realize, well, what happened here? Obviously, like every other singer, she has people around her who are her teachers, who are her vocal coaches, producers who think they are voice teachers, people who think they have an idea of when they give advice on how to record that instrument. Engineers give advice on how to make the voice in order so the recording comes out the way they want. Today, even when you hit notes that are not good, so the digital boards take care of it, it's not like it used to be 50 years ago where you have to be great in order to bring out what you needed to bring out. Today, you don't have to be great. Even opera singers today are not great. Great is gone because too much of the other and negative technical advice for the artist exists. I can't make this a rah, 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 gyro vocal motion technique show. Because everybody who knows me and everybody who knows what I teach and how I teach will immediately and has immediately understood what is going on here and what went on with Sam Smith and what went on with John Myers and what goes on with Michael Bublé. And the list continues. And people who lose their voices and they weren't all that famous, but they're gone anyway. So when they find me, and the interesting thing is, I have, I think, one student who's never had a lesson with anybody but me. And we started out together. He's young, but I think he's going to be a very, very great singer. But when people come to me, they've had 6, 7, 8, 9 teachers. They come to me with things in their minds that are just appalling. They come to me with technical knowledge that is completely anti the instrument, but is what is being taught out there. That is what they are getting along the way. That is what is being taught at universities, at vocal pedagogy programs that afterwards, of course, create the teacher. That is what is available in the great majority, the greatest majority of colleges and music schools. I travel around the world. I see it everywhere. I see it at every masterclass. I see it with 99.9% of all the singers that come to me. I have to begin with them by first taking out, getting rid of all that old information so they're even able to begin thinking of the instrument as an instrument. And then they first begin to understand, what is it that I have to do in order to play this instrument? How do I play this instrument to the best of its ability? How do I bring out the greatest potential of the instrument? Where is this place? It's not in the throat. That place, my friends, is exactly in the same place where all of your other potential lies. But how to move it, and how to get in there, and how to learn to trust it and leave it alone, and how to bring the information to fruition, that's what we're talking about. And that needs to be learned, and that is not, how many lessons do I need to have before I'm going to be a star? Well, for me, working on your instrument, any instrument, is a lifetime job. It's not about today, it's not about tomorrow, 10 or 20 or 30 or 100. It's about hard, hard work. It's about using and cultivating the right thinking, using and cultivating the right muscle, using and cultivating your ideas to the point and your knowledge to the point where you can let go of the need to manipulate the instrument and allow that which knows your knowledge to then go ahead and do what you have to do. There's a great, great opera singer, Italian, of course. Her name was Olivia. Won't even say her name. Call her Olivia. And she said, well, before I go on stage. I put myself into a bubble. I move the bubble into the audience and stay in there and watch the show. In other words, what she said, I'm not even there. I allow my body, I allow my instrument to play all on its own, because what I know and what I've learned and what I prepared for is ready, completely and totally ready to do things on its own. That, my friend, is the key. Who is to blame? Who is to blame? First and foremost, I blame teachers. And I blame schools that teach those teachers for not looking for alternatives. Because when you see it happening once, twice, three times, five times, you've got to realize that there is something wrong. If you see it happening continually, well, you've got to see where from it comes. And it comes only from teaching. Obviously, the instrument was there to begin with. Obviously, the instrument great enough to get into conservatory, to take all the courses, to perform in school, to even perform on stage. But if you continue using the same thing that you did in the wrong way, because you were taught that way, the bottom falls out, obviously. We know this. So the first to blame is the education. That brings up the question, where is other education? Where do I go to get what I need to get? Where do I find the way? Well, there are 5 books in English. There is a new book in Italian called La Voce, and it's now distributed all over Italy. You can get it. Amazon has all of my books. You can get videos on my website, www.voiceacad.com. 4.5 hours of nothing but technique. You can get it in Hebrew as well. Everything is available. I don't know how many hundreds and hundreds of letters I have sent to schools mentioning, showing, sending books to make them familiar with another way. Nothing. I'm very busy. Okay, thank God. I'm very busy. I'm not looking for students, and the students that I do choose at this stage of the game, because I'm traveling a lot, lecturing a lot, master classes. And I'm going to be in Italy now again for almost 3 months between the end of August and the middle of November. My second trip this year. Full schedule. But I take students. I take private students. But I want to concentrate really now on people coming to masterclasses, trying to reach as many people as I can, to teach as many teachers as I can, to involve myself in the masses, because people, time flies. We don't live forever. And I have to be very, very, very careful where I put my energy to reach as many people as I possibly can in order to bring out this information. People write to me from all over the world. People ask questions, I answer them, even if they're not my students. But one thing I can tell you, that every single one of my students for the last 30 years, when they've done the work, Botox went away. When they've done the work, vocal cord nodules went away. When they've done the work, polyps went away. Because the instrument is left to heal. If you have any connection to Adele, I beg you to please tell her, to please get to her. Tell me, get to me, write to me. I'm all over the place. Go on Facebook, go on LinkedIn, go on Twitter, do anything. But get there. If you have problems with your voice, go and start with my books. If you're a person that has influence in school, I'll go anywhere, anytime to teach. I want you to understand that the voice is an instrument that has to be taken care of and learned. It's part of your body. And I want you that what I do is not done, unfortunately, by anybody else. Please, people say they teach my method, and then students come to me and it's not here, it's not there, it's not anywhere, it's nowhere. Please get in touch. Please spread the word. Please write to me at masterclassvoice@aol.com. I will help and I will do whatever I can. It's very painful, but it's a great challenge, and I want to help everybody. I want to try to help everybody. Be well, take care of yourself. Have a beautiful weekend. Pass the word. God bless. God bless. God bless an open mind, an open heart, and the voice. Take care. Bye-bye.